What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Hey folks, how you doing out there? Ben Breaker of Banksters Cochrane with my co-host Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. It's June 23rd, 2020, episode 102. It's the first true episode of summer, but you know, we're nice into season 11 now here on the PPH, starting with last week's premiere. Future Dan, we got a lot of serious stuff to talk about, but I will say the news is a little lighter than it's been the last few months, at least, relatively
speaking. Yeah, that's why we took a 7-minute break at the start of the show. We had a tremendous streak for weeks and weeks of a full hour, a Patriot Power Hour. Today we're a Patriot Power 53 minutes, but technical difficulties beyond our control have been solved. And we got all new music in the block breaks.
Exactly.
Representative of season 11.
That's why it'll be worth the few minutes we missed, because we got all new music, quotes, all types of stuff in the master block breaks, as we call them, between the different segments. And also, I will say, we've done some 90-minute episodes, and even today we had a Patriot correspondence drop. That was more than 20 minutes of you reviewing the history and dangers of American central banking. Don't want to go too far into that right now, because it's right out there for the Prepper Broadcasting Network folks to go check out. But you want some extra context, we missed a few minutes. There you go, right there.
Oh, we're net positive on the one hour a week average.
We're power hour. We want more than an hour.
Yeah, we're averaging more than a week, which is the best we could do with amateur radio. Although, anytime everything starts to break down rapidly, we'll be on air on off-cycle nights. Usually, though, 8 to 9 p.m. Tuesday nights. We're keeping it that way this season.
Yes, sir, but we're not missing any. I mean, we took weeks off here and there, especially between seasons, or if one of us wasn't feeling up to it or had a really tough day at work, we might. But we haven't. I don't think we've missed a week since we've joined Prepper Broadcasting Network back on like January 21st. So can you believe it? It's been like 5 full months since we joined PBN. Look how much has changed. In about 5 months, maybe 4.5 months, we got the election 2020. So that's a good midpoint if you think about it right now.
Yeah, it sure is. So riots have calmed down. Financial crisis seems to have abated. And the pandemic is kind of a stalemate, in my opinion, on what society ought to be doing about it. We're 120,000 deaths as of tonight, June 23rd, 2020. Just seems like a lull. Seems like a slow stretch in the summer. I was thinking, well, what could cause that, Ben? If you're so inclined to be, disposed to think that there's cobbles operating in the background to cause calamity for the Republic, you know, they could all be at the beach. Private beaches right now. Summers are slow.
Bilderberg was always early to mid-June, so I think they have, maybe that's their final trip of the year, and then they take it off until after August. Nah, kidding around a little bit, but I mean, we still have very serious news and developments going on just in this past week. We are going to definitely cover, but compared to trillions in bailouts and all the riots and crazy
tens of thousands cultural of stuff going on.
Exactly. I mean, it's somewhat of a calm or a lull in the storm, but nothing's been truly resolved in a lot of regards, even the pandemic. So I think, you know, people need to take this time to get prepping and take advantage of it, I guess.
Yeah, the powers that be seem like they're taking it to a whole new level this year. So all the responses to the pandemic, if you're inclined to believe that was naturally caused, though we've talked about several news reports that it was an entirely engineered virus, if you're still inclined to think it was natural, all the reactions by government since have been extreme, and civil society is extremely fractured right now.
Yes, yes. So I'm glad he brought that up. One question I have for you in particular, I think this will be good for the next, because we're going to cut this first segment a little short so we can get right into the news blitz. And we're actually going to have callers. Yeah. We're going to have callers, open phone lines at the bottom of the hour. So if you're listening live, like I know a lot of folks here on PBN are, guess what? Your chance to call in. Looking forward to that. On our 100th episode, we had the Intrepid Commander come on, but I want some callers. So we'll get that number out at the bottom of the hour. But my question, I know you certainly didn't fully quarantine over the last few months, right? I know that you said that you took some precautions, but on the other hand, you weren't totally afraid or shut in for months and months.
I never stopped going anywhere.
Well, I'm sure you took some extra precautions, though.
I never stopped going anywhere.
Yeah, so
everything's shut around me.
So okay, there you go. Fair enough. So here's a question. If a second wave comes and it would there be a point where you actually would start avoiding things? Would it have to look a lot worse, like maybe, you know, 10 times worse than what occurred? Or would you know, the odds could be stacked even worse in your favor and you'd still wouldn't change much. You still think it's
all about how close that body count's getting to you and your family. How close do you know?
So family where you live, succumbing? I suppose.
Maybe. Family members succumbing will put anybody on notice. Yeah. They will be fearful regardless of the rest of society. You start knowing people that's happening to.
Yeah.
It's the typical sci-fi dystopia movie of a real killer pandemic. This ain't it. This hasn't been it. It's been a particularly vicious flu, but nothing dissimilar to stuff we saw in the 60s, 50s, Spanish flu. It happens.
I definitely agree that it was way overblown, or, you know, less than the worst case scenario by far. This isn't even the midpoint
compared to
what we thought.
I don't think anybody knew in March.
No. I think most people would have been pretty excited if by end of June it was like 120,000 dead. I'm not saying excited, but I'm saying relative to some projections of 1 million, 2 million dead by June.
It'd be interesting to revisit the models.
There were a lot of those.
If they were projecting millions dead by middle of June, which...
I've seen a few.
I can go back and look, because those things were reported. Maybe we'll get back to people after the break. We'll look it up. How short of that we've come. Like, what was, you know. But, you know, if they knew early on, if the intel agencies were aware of it early on that it was a bioweapon, some kind of edited virus, obviously you'd take it seriously.
Yeah.
Never faced that sort of thing before.
True, absolutely. And I felt like PBN did a really good job of covering the facts, but also preparing for that worst case scenario. Because look, it's a lot better to be overprepared, right? Or to be one day or one year or one pandemic early than being one late. And this is still a serious situation. I think I like what you said. It's kind of regionalized in a way. Or, you know, if I lived in very tight confines in Long Island or New Jersey, well, first off, you probably shouldn't be there if you're a prepper, to be fully honest, but I'd have been much more concerned, right? And maybe shut myself in a lot more. Whereas if I live in Wyoming, different story, right? So anyway, we got the first set of the new music coming on through. Looking forward to that, getting to that segment. We'll come in with the news blitz, as always, in the second part. But more importantly, going to get that call-in number out at the bottom of the hour after the news blitz. So stick with us, and we'll be back very shortly on the Patriot Power Hour, June 23rd, 2020 edition, episode 102. Stick with us.
tell you all about my dream. It's a place.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Heat map. Blitzkrieg. June 23rd, 2020. Column 1 has no news, Mr. Cochran.
No news in Column 1? I don't know if I've ever seen that.
The censorship, the liberty pieces, the intrusions into various aspects of your privacy. Nothing salient this week. Moving to Column 2, though.
Wait, real quick, just to take up that tiny time, can you explain what that means? Does that mean all liberty-related issues have been resolved? Maybe real quick primer on how Future Danger works.
Well, when no new news is posted within a certain period of time, all the indicators become inactive. And then you have no active indicators in a column. It doesn't happen often.
It is very rare. And I just wanted to point out that doesn't mean there's no danger in the Liberty column or surveillance state, etc. But that no real current new news. Hey, that's when you go into the archives and check out, do some deep dives there. But anyway, sorry to digress, but hey, maybe...
It's all right.
That's the big lull, though, definitely.
It's not typical, but as we said in the first segment, you know, this seems like a little bit of a period of breakage from the extreme riots, financial crises, and pandemic news that we've had for, you know, about 100 days. Calm, too, though, overseas, there's plenty to report. Russian state-owned wire service is saying North Korea threatened a new round of war. Take it for what you will. It's topical, green level, but North Korea is making sounds in the past several weeks. New York Police Department cops are being encouraged to strike on 4th of July. Police deserting their posts en masse could bring nothing good. War with China starts. Indicator has several pieces of news continuing from last week. Chinese Air Force approaches Taiwan for the fifth time in 10 days. Three U.S. Navy aircraft carrier strike groups are operating near the South China Sea, the Western Pacific. And China is warning publicly that the risk of a naval incident with the U.S. is on the rise. Meanwhile, a Chinese bomber approaches Taiwan, the eighth PLAAF warplane encounter in 2 weeks. So they're intimidating Taiwan heavily right now. And since we took a break after the first column, this is not the way we usually do the blitzkrieg, so it's not much of a blitz tonight. But we're going to take a little time out because I want to cover international news that we talked about at length at the beginning of last week.
Okay.
We were reporting dozens of casualties on the Chinese and Indian side of high mountainous border region in Central Asia, where the countries share a border. And for all we knew at the time that we reported episode 101 of Patriot Power Hour, it had been conventional fighting, which was significant. And I spoke about it with that assumption. No, they didn't do anything like that. Somehow, weapons are banned from the units that occupy the area, and they walk around with flags and melee weapons. And dozens upon dozens went at it in June 2020 on Earth. The Chinese and Indian armies...
two most populous countries in the world.
Rocks, pipes, rods. Chinese released pictures of some of the units that may have swords. And nice. All kinds of bodies were just thrown off of really high cliffs. Jeez. Like lots and lots of dead from a massive... non-firearm.
That's a rumble. Brawl. That's a rumble.
I can't get my head around it. That's so savage to me that either country would even let that have a situation. Now they're armed. Now, you know, obviously the troops are there and there's orders.
Guns save lives in this situation, maybe.
No, guns start World War III, too. And
true.
We're watching it. But it's bizarre news. I don't even know where it ends up. But that's some non-heat map international relations related news, and it's not on heat map because, you know, in and of itself, India and China fighting each other isn't a threat to the United States, but we keep an eye on it anyways because it's so atypical. You want to do column three? Want to get into what?
Absolutely.
Some of this economic mess?
Here's some economic news, whereas there was nothing in the first column and mostly low-level, topical stuff in the second column. The third column, we still have the highest level indicator, the SHTF, unemployment explodes, which has been active for more than 3 months now. 1.5 million initial jobless claims in the past week. And we were seeing 4 plus million at one time. It's down to 1.5 new this week. But hey, this is a fact. Very quickly, I read you need approximately 250,000 new jobs would be created just to maintain with population growth, right? Because we're growing in population. So we are way on the wrong side of that curve. So until and unless this absolutely reverses, unemployment rates can be double digits, maybe even 20, 30% real unemployment. Yeah, we'll see if those bailouts keep coming.
I wonder if it's still less than the height of non-employment under Obama, because those numbers were massive.
Yeah, it's past that.
Those are most ever not working.
It's definitely past that now, unfortunately. We'll have to do numbers on that soon. Maybe we'll look into that. But another quick article, excuse me. This is exactly where I was segueing into. 30% of Americans missed their housing payment in June. 30%.
June's not even over, and they're coming up with that number.
Yes. Well, you assume June 1st, I guess, is kind of the quote-unquote day. But even going back to May, et cetera, is about that level. You know, even 15% delinquency would totally destroy the markets. We're looking at 30%. There's been forbearance, so no one's been kicked out. But that forbearance is running out under current schemes. Again, will there be more bailouts? I presume so. But maybe not for everybody, and maybe not enough. Whatever. Let's keep moving, though. Gold. Almost 1,800, just shy of 1,800. I think that's the highest number we've seen on
1,785 tonight.
It's 1,785. I think we've like seen 1,770. We're at 1,785 right now.
This is an 8-year high.
8-year high. Yeah. I think it had a blow off top at like 2,000. Just touched that about a decade ago and dropped to, I forgot the low, but like 1,050, 1,100. So if you were buying a few years ago at 1,100, it's up at 1,785, not too shabby. So watch that. This is actually the highest rated gold story we've seen for quite some time on Future Danger as well. this 8-year high breakout. So we're seeing that slow and steady march. A couple more articles real quick in the third column. Nearly half of Americans consider selling home as COVID crushes finances. Mortgage delinquencies surge to 9-year high. Gold at 8-year high. Mortgage delinquencies 9-year high. Federal government debt to GDP ratio 108%. It's still in the red zone, certainly. And we're seeing home sales tumble to 9.5-year lows. Median home, this is interesting. Median home sales price change over 90 days, 0%. And this was going up and up for years, you know, since the financial crisis and certainly since 2010, 2011. We've been seeing home sales prices going up and up and up. We're at 0%. It's dropped, but it's not negative necessarily yet.
Well, that's a big, big number. And at the end of the quarter, we have to see the Fed report this. This is St. Louis Fed, 90-day, you know, just the delta between the two numbers they report.
And if that starts dipping, it's going to be very hard to move it back on the other side. So
we'll especially with people not paying their loans.
Yes. We have seen, even though a lot of what I just discovered is like very topical, like right now, last few weeks, even a month or two ago, we did see a short temporary spike in home sale purchases because interest rates were slammed down to zero again. So anyone who had some cash put it out there really needed a home. But that's all that easy money's gone now. So very interested to see what happens next. You want to finish off the fourth column of this news blitz?
It's pretty mundane. You know, we have a little bit of transhumanism news, stories of how some are looking forward to the end of humanity and the mergers of, you know, people into machines. Groundbreaking technology allows 3D tissues to be printed directly into the human body and kind of categorize that under, you know, unnaturally extended lifespans and, you know, what that would mean for society in the coming centuries. Abnormally large Saharan dust cloud is making a 5,000-mile trek across the Atlantic to the Gulf Coast. We'll see what happens when it gets here. Massive heat wave out west this week. Coronavirus death toll, as I said earlier, surpasses 120,000 in the USA. And a major earthquake in Mexico today. That's it for natural and scientific-related news.
All right, so some stuff going on, certainly. Keep your eye on. I thought overall, though, that was a, you know, well, I guess a question for you. What's the most shocking, if any, you know, if this is a week ago, which one of these articles were you totally not expecting, maybe came out of left field, or a lot of this is kind of foreseeable and it's a slow motion train wreck for lack of better terms, maybe?
Oh, those housing numbers coming in. Those housing numbers, the you know, delinquencies in home loans and the foreclosures that were seem to be on the horizon is a natural trailing indicator to what happened in March, right?
Definitely.
So whether this, the real surprise will be next week if we're not getting numbers that are bringing those from green level news to yellow, the red, then actually massive housing market collapse this summer. Maybe that's coming, or maybe we aren't even talking about it next week, but there's some certain Fed stats coming out that have to be accounted for. They're going to affect all of us.
Oh, yeah. Big numbers coming out. All right, folks. We're going to the other side of the Patriot Power Hour. But do stick with us. We'll be right back.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No. It's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
You going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, hey, who? Why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie? I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's it. That's all it is.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Here we are on the other side of the Patriot Power Hour, episode 102, June 23rd, 2020. Guess what? We're opening the phone lines. Call in right now. 303-731-3609. Again, 303-731-3609. We'll be on the lookout for that. And if you listen on archive and you want to call in next week or in the future, be sure to listen live, 8 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we're going to have open phone lines much more often. Had some issues previously, so we had to stop doing that for a while, mostly due to COVID. But we're back in the saddle with the open phone line, 303-731-3609. And, yeah, there's my plug. What do you think?
I think I put a tweet out before the show started with the hashtag giveaway contest for a lot of silver. So there's a chance somebody might see that and call in.
We'll find out. So, anyway,
until the capability exists,
absolutely. Until and unless we get the lucky caller, let us continue talking a little bit about what we just went through. Here's something kind of a more of a big picture. Here's an example where a topical article on Future Danger kind of makes me go down the rabbit trail, but hopefully in the good way. Try to think of a lot of other ramifications. So Fed begins rationing coins as Americans hoard cash. Concurrently, a lot of stores are pressing to stop using cash. People are just generally scared to use cash because of COVID, let alone other factors that have been at play for decades and are increasing, electronic payments, etc. And I know that even I've seen ATMs closing. I know you said that you saw ATM close recently. The war on cash, is it over? Has cash already lost?
I'll tell you an emergency exercise that I conducted. It was the last week of March, right after the stock market had done a couple days greater than 1929, like, percentage losses, okay. Right? Went to drive-through bank machine with three bank cards. Won't name the bank that I was withdrawing from, but it was two major banks. Leave it at that. Spent 45 minutes on the phone with my bank to reach a representative who would authorize an increase to the $600 limit.
Okay.
And I told them I needed it for three accounts, and I took a test number of $3,000.
From each?
Raise the limit on all three.
Oh, okay.
And I've been through this with banks where they say, you don't have the balance there. We're not raising it to that level. So I moved money and did that.
Really?
Yes. Because
nice. As an experiment, or maybe even
this really was an emergency it. Exercise of the banking system from my personal perspective. I did not hear about this.
I'm glad you're sharing this.
Yeah, okay. I did do this. And then upon arriving at a machine that would, you know, vend the cash, it was a different bank. I attempted to see how much from three accounts of the $3,000 in each account I could actually pull.
Okay.
So $9,000 of theoretically available fiat dollars
in of three mine, separate institutions,
financial institutions. I got $1,800
of six it. So they kept that $600 limit on each one? $600.
The bank I went to wouldn't surpass $600 and each account couldn't do it more than once. So I'd get $600 from three. And I would have had to wait. I don't know if it clocked over at midnight or clocked over 24 hours later, or I really don't know how they would have let me use my next day limit. But from my bank, I told them I needed a 3-day period at these ceilings in order to withdraw cash.
And after talking to them for 45 minutes, they authorized that?
After being on hold for about 42 minutes.
Okay.
That's not even true. I did like a 30-minute hold while supervisors agreed that the representative could tell me. It completely resembled what you might see when you show up at the roulette table and you show up with cash. You hand the casino and the pit boss has to like take notice that, okay, now we understand that much money is in the pit and we're going to react accordingly.
Okay.
Same kind of behavior, but it's virtual. It's over the phone. And the truth is, if you need large amounts of cash because you think the system's going to stop working and you're in the middle of a bug out,
you're
not going to get more than a fraction of it in a single day. They're going to ration it. So the war on cash is that way. That's what it is. They don't have to stop it from being around. They just don't let you have to have it.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you another withdrawal I made recently. I took out $200 in 10/20s.
Okay.
And I got perfect mint $20 bills, never before issued, razor sharp, brand new bills, all dated 2017. And they were in serial number order.
Huh? Really?
Yeah, I got serial number order.
You've been waiting in crates to break them out?
They're brand new and they're 3 years old.
That's kind of odd.
Or maybe they were printed a few weeks ago with
fake
an older date.
Never know. Hey, we're not going to go too far down the conspiracy route, but that could be their normal inventory operations. But they could be so easy for them to do that. I'm just talking about the Federal Reserve System as a whole, not just one in particular bank. So, great story. I'm glad I brought that up. I definitely did not hear that aspect of it.
I've been saving that.
Yeah, no, definitely. Folks, you need a lot of things to prepare. You need a lot of things to barter with. You need a lot of things to not barter with, i.e. hoard, and don't give up if at all possible, especially your security, right? But some cash, very important. People ask me financial advice on all, you know, prepping or whatever, and I'm like, hey, get your health and your medical preps, get at least a baseline of that. And then get at least a few grand in cash, okay? Store it somewhere safe, whether that's a literal safe, firebox. I don't suggest burying cash. Probably will destroy it all. But point is, get that. And then that silver and gold, etc. But hey, even if the dollar is losing value, dummies out there will still take $100 bills for a while before they really catch on. Trust me. I mean, those people that hoard toilet paper when stuff's hitting the fan, you think they're going to not take your $100 bill right away when the financial system collapses? Hell no. They won't figure it out by then.
There's going to be a lot of people.
I'm not saying take advantage of people, but you know what I mean.
A lot of people just absolutely refuse to believe that it's not worth what it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you'll just get into scarcity. Like, there'll be a massive scarcity of goods. And I've also noticed some of them nearby. Like, I can't buy a bike right now.
Can't buy a bicycle right now?
No, can't find anything.
Really?
Yeah, they are so backlogged. I called like 6-7 bike shops.
Damn.
6 months, 3 months, they're quoting certain models. Oh. Yeah, well, they're all manufactured in China. I don't think they're a priority for import right now.
No, definitely not. That makes me very happy that I ordered have a pretty good mountain bike as one of my preps. I wish I had a couple more now that you say that, though.
Yeah, that cash exercise, like, it was like a...
Two is one is none. I only have one. If that breaks down, I'm screwed.
A term from the military would be emergency deployment readiness exercise.
Yeah. Just,
if I need the cash because I need to do things and make moves and get places and have it during an emergency, it's, you know, it's about what I expected. Now, I could have gone next day and done another 18, next day done another 18, sure. Next day done another 18. But there were no tellers open. There was no way to walk in and get the straight up full cash, which, you know, right. you can do
right.
in normal days. Good point. That was not available at the end of March.
You can really lean on the, oh, it's the ATM limit. There's nothing we can do about it, sir. Not, they go into the vault, grab 10K, put it in a bag for you. That's super interesting. Top off your dollars if you got those dollars. You know, cash, even though cash is trash, when the hyperinflation's after it, it really begins, I guess. Still a lot of uses for it now. I absolutely believe in keeping some cash for you. And avoid the ATMs, by the way. There are people trying to get to the ATMs and the grocery store actually lined up in certain areas. I didn't see people queued up really too much on either spot, but depending where you are, especially New York City and stuff, it got a little crazy, I think, in Europe as well.
And the only ATM near where I live that was giving out $100 bills has been closed.
Okay.
I can only see 20s nearby.
Huh. I've only gone to a few ATMs, but they almost only give 20s, and I've noticed, so you got to go into the branch to get those hundreds, right? Interesting. So, well, we will be coming back with some more on the Patriot Power Hour. But before I say that, I want to give a big shout out, as always, to the Prepper Broadcasting Network. I think we've done such a great job the last 5+ months in particular with COVID, with some of the issues with the riots and security. I'm a fan myself. I mean, I listen to PBN now more than any other network. So, hey, I'm a fan. I'm a user too, right? Is that how the Rogaine commercials used to go in the 80s? There you go. I'm not just selling it. I'm a user too. So I'm not just a host, but I listen to several hours of PBN each and every week. So check it out, folks. And we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Finish off episode 102 of the Patriot Power Hour. Be right back. That's why they call me Bad Company.
I can deny. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Hold on. Stop the music. Are you supporting us on Patreon? Do you know that we are doing patron-only podcasts, videos, preparedness plans, incredible tools like our master preparedness schedule, all available at Patreon for $2 a month. $2. You've got that in your couch cushions. Not only that, that money goes to pay the bills for the network. We release ebooks from the hosts for free to our patrons. It's a tremendous opportunity. Not only is it a great value for $2 a month, but it makes a world of a difference for us. It pays the bills, to be frank. So support the network. Check us out at patreon.com/PBN. That's patreon.com/PBN. $2 a month. patreon.com/PBN.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you. Live with you. Dying ain't so hard for men like you and me. It's living that's hard. When all you've ever cared about has been butchered or raped. Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you. I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And my word of life is then true. The bear lives here, the wolf, the antelope, the Comanche, and so will we. I will only hunt what we need to live on, same as the Comanche does.
And every spring, when the grass turns green and the Comanche moves north, you can rest here in peace, butcher some of our cattle, and jerk beef for the journey.
The sign of the Comanche. That will be on our lodge. That's my word of life.
And your word of death?
It's here in my pistols, there in your rifles. I'm here for either one.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com. Liberty or doubt, walk we so proudly here. Once you provoke her, rattling of a tail. Never begins it. Never once again.
Pager Power Hour, we are live, we are back. Kicking some butt here on June 23rd, 2020, just past summer solstice. Got about 13 minutes left before we make way. So, what else you want to talk about?
How do people win silver this season?
I'm not giving that away yet.
It's not time?
Not time.
To disclose? Like, can we tell people when it will be time?
Hint number one, you got to call into the show live.
All right. All
That's
right,
not
all
the
right.
only qualification. So, again, give out that phone number just in case someone tuned in live at the last second, 303-731-3609. Doesn't mean you, if you call in, doesn't mean you automatically get it, but you'll be in the running. And point is, we're going to be doing this every show throughout the summer. So, if you listen on the archive, be sure to listen live next Tuesday. What would that be? The 30th? Yep. June 30th will be our next show. I think we're going to hit every single Tuesday in July, God willing, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern as well. So you'll have your chance. I'm not crowning any champions quite yet, but getting the ball rolling, all right?
Well, if we have a relatively quiet stretch this summer and it goes all to popular, you know, discourse, popular political nonsense and foolishness that we tend not to talk about on this show, it's not violent.
If the second half is the opposite of the first half, and it actually is like peters out a little anticlimactic between now and the
election. If that happens next week on the June 30th, we're going to have to come up with something to talk about. Giving away silver might as well be it.
All right. Well, I'll get my plan squared away by next week. How about that? Formalized and announced. I have it already, but I want to formalize
it. It's in concept stage, right?
It's like within internal approval stage. Okay. I'm still working. Okay. All right. Any other, you know, specific articles you want to talk on? I know we got so much. I know we got tons of other topics we wanted to hit on this season.
I'll tell you what I'd like
so much to go over.
To develop, you know, as a development to Future Danger, but at least a development to the process of acquiring news for the heat map, is a reliable stream of upcoming economic numbers. I know I could subscribe to Bloomberg Terminal or something like that. But that information is so subscription-based, and news outlets don't naturally report it. But there's got to be some shoes dropping. GDP numbers coming up can't be good. Unemployment numbers coming up are going to probably continue to be very disappointing with unemployment. And the defaults, the loans, the housing, all the measurables. We get the stock market every day. You know, every trade a day. Well, you don't necessarily get to see that stuff. You know, all the Federal Reserve regions, you know, have a bank, St. Louis and Chicago and Minneapolis, New York, right? It's Atlanta Fed, Dallas Fed. All of them have responsibilities, Philadelphia Fed, to report on different aspects of the economy. What do you see coming up in the near-term future that could be a real whammy?
I think, well, first off, you can find at newyorkfed.org a calendar of all the various indicators. It's pretty comprehensive. There is a lot there. I mean, like today, and we don't have these numbers. I don't have them on tap, although you can actually click, it looks like, on most of these. But the Philadelphia Fed released its non-manufacturing surveys. So for that region, its non-manufacturing survey was released. Okay, new residential sales, that's probably big to hit on. I don't know if that's the past 6 months, past 30 days, etc. The Richmond Fed survey. So you can find these day by day. In the aggregate, I'm very interested in seeing how things look late July, early August, when the Q2 numbers are really being reported and integrated.
When's the damage from the riots hit? What week do you predict that's going to show up in some of these Fed reported numbers? It's not exclusively Fred. Like the Bureau of Labor and Statistics does a lot.
Well, no, absolutely. And states do as well, actually. And all types of organizations do, certainly. The riots did less than 1% of the damage of COVID, of like one day of COVID shutdowns, almost. I mean, a few billion dollars in damage. I don't even know if there's a few billion dollars in property damage. Maybe like a few hundred million. That's nothing compared to trillions and trillions we've discussed. So, to be honest, it's a real drop in the bucket, especially compared to the stimulus that's been given.
Well, that makes it harder to pick a week in mid, late July, early August, mid, late August, Labor Day, into late September, and then October, where you know we're just creeping towards the election. All those time frames are windows of opportunity for terrible things to happen.
Well, if you want me to put it in that context, I think the early to mid August, pre Labor Day, you'll have the full survey and estimation from April 1st to June 30th in GDP numbers and all different types of inflation or deflation, manufacturing numbers. So there's all different types of, people always talk about the GDP report, but there's all different types of quarterly measurements, and that's usually what's the most important, as well as corporate earnings. That might be a little bit later in August, if I recall, usually a month and a half after the quarter. But so that's that phase. That'll be late, you know, again, mid to late August. So the next one would come just around the election or just after. So that's my kind of analysis. But I'm just saying, like a month, 6 weeks from now, we'll really, I feel as if the numbers are going to be pretty damn ugly, worse than people are thinking. And it'll really take into account April 1st until June 30th, which was almost entirely shut down. I mean, the real lockdown started mid-March, the very end of Q1, and we saw major write-downs and major loss in economic productivity in Q1. Even though two and a half out of the 3 months, we were running pretty hot. It was going pretty well. So 3 straight full months of that, you can't hide that very well.
Yeah, so then economic pain starts hitting lower income Americans. How does that get handled going into the election?
Yeah, and then are they going to just have another 3 months worth of stimulus in terms of payment protection program, just straight up checks to people, $600 or $1,200 for families, all that stuff. Extra forbearance. Very important. Now, we're running low on time, but really important. I forgot where I heard or read this. I think it was a YouTube channel. Almost every mortgage, when you have forbearance, like they've had the last 90 plus days, where you don't lose your home when you don't pay, you don't just push that down all the way down. You have to make up that missed payment within 3 or 6 months. You have to pay double rent. So let's say you haven't paid rent for 90 days. Well, in the next 90 days, you have to pay that rent plus the back rent. So 6 months worth in 3 months.
Most will never.
Good luck with that. No hope. People were barely scratching by, a lot of them. So my point is, they're not just pushing it out and then, okay, we'll resume payments. No, you got to make up every dime you miss. The banksters aren't letting you get away that easy. Who knows if there'll be legislation to save people and stuff, more government intervention. But that's how it stands right now.
Yeah.
That's ugly, man.
It's going to be ugly.
Double rents. Ugh.
And going into the election, it's all who can pin the blame on the donkey.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Speaking of donkeys, the people who want to keep it all shut down are now committed to the idea that that's how Biden wins. Is there is no economy. And it, clearly, had Trump done something differently in February, you know, can't have him as president again because of his missteps, right? So we got one party committed to the idea we're going to, you know, they're going to keep a stranglehold on whatever parts of whatever economy they can to, you know, bring down their political opponent, and their followers are going to trend into being the ones that demand the draconian controls, even though, you know, for people under the age of 70, the lethality of this thing is settling in at like 0.004%.
Yeah. No, great points all around. Well, we have, and we could keep talking about just this issue for hours and hours and hours, but we're coming up right on the last couple minutes of the show. Anything else you want to say before we say goodnight, and we'll be back next week?
Yeah, let's just keep talking, because the outro for the new closing of season 11 is long.
Okay.
Yeah, it's designed to talk over.
All right. Well, we got to make room for Next Generation, but we do have about 2.5 minutes launch left.
So we'll launch it now.
All right.
We're handling all the new music, all the breaks in the best way we can, and we're going to make them better. But they're going to sound good, because we're going to have them till what? How long do we go?
We got to wait till like September. Mid to late September, definitely. Who knows what's going to happen by then?
Yeah, we're doing the summer of 2020. Seeing if the whole thing burns down, or we get a nice respite. One of the two will happen.
Season 11. We will be here each and every week trying to break it down.
Keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
That's what we do at Patriot Power Hour. We're keeping an eye on it, and right now it's probably the lowest intensity week of this year.
I think it is. I think this is possibly the lowest intensity of news since we've been on.
So that's a good thing.
PBN. That's a good thing, and I think it's a good thing because it means, hey, you guys still got some time to get your preps together, folks. Get your stuff together. Don't let this pass you by.
Yeah,
right?
Don't take that for granted.
Don't take it for granted. It's the opposite. Okay. All right, man. Well, I think we're out of here.
Catch you next Tuesday night.
Absolutely. Another great show. See you guys next week. Patriot Power Hour side off.
Are you with me? Are you with me? I want to dance by water underneath the Mexican sky. Drink some margaritas by swinging blue lights. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me? Are you with me?